Madam Vice President, members of the Human Rights Council, distinguished panellists, Indigenous peoples, I would like to thank the Human Rights Council for the invitation to participate in this annual half-day panel on laws, policies, judicial decisions and other measures taken by states to achieve the ends of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. As the Chair of the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, I am humbled to have led our 2024 study on this topic. As referred to in the study, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is an international instrument that affirms the fundamental rights of Indigenous peoples and the formal commitment by member states to those human rights aspirations to uphold and fulfil the interrelated minimum standards affirmed in the Declaration. The Declaration is legally significant in several ways. First, as an authoritative statement of human rights by the UN General Assembly, it is an expression of member states' obligations to promote and respect human rights under the Charter of the United Nations, where compliance is expected. Similarly, the Declaration is a source of interpretation of states' obligations under the human rights treaties they have ratified. This assists member states in the interpretation and understanding of their existing human rights obligations as a matter of international and domestic law in the context of Indigenous peoples. Second, the Declaration places a moral obligation on states to act in accordance with these fundamental human rights. Third, the Declaration is a mandatory and relevant consideration in judicial review and in accordance with a presumption of consistency as an aid in statutory interpretation. Fourth, by developing a normative character, these provisions may be considered customary international law. Implementing the Declaration normally requires or can be facilitated by the adoption of new laws or the amendment of existing legislation as envisioned in Article 38 of the Declaration, which explicitly calls for appropriate legislative measures. However, Indigenous-specific policy and regulatory frameworks are still lacking or insufficient in most states and may therefore also be required. It is important to note that the legal and institutional transformations required by the Declaration are not usually sufficiently addressed solely by enacting Indigenous-specific laws, as many states have done. Rather, such transformations will involve changes to broader legal structures in key areas. Article 38 highlights the central role of member states in promoting the substance of the Declaration and its connection to existing obligations to which states have committed to under other human rights international instruments. This requirement also complements the need for effective implementation through translation of laws, policies, and structures to the extent of the state's obligations as reflected in the Declaration. Through analysis, the study highlights measures taken by states on constitutional reforms, including Mexico City's constitution that is one of the most advanced local constitutions recognising Indigenous people's rights. Ecuador's constitution that recognises human rights established in international treaties are directly enforceable. In Canada, national implementing legislation explicitly affirms that the Declaration is a universal international human rights instrument with application in Canadian law. Read in relation to common law precedents, this provides clarity to Canadian courts that the Declaration should be used in the interpretation of domestic law. And in the Democratic Republic of Congo, law number 22/030 on the protection and promotion of the rights of Indigenous peoples was adopted in 2022. We must reiterate the significant responsibilities on states to promote and ensure its full obligations to the Declaration are met. This cannot be achieved effectively if states are not engaging with Indigenous peoples. While there are a few states that have made tangible changes and have incorporated the principles of the Declaration into national laws and policies, we continue to see states across the world foregoing this obligation. To conclude, the Declaration has contributed to the development of and reflects general principles of international law or customary international law. The Declaration includes several key provisions that correspond to existing state obligations under customary international law. In this context, states should institute constitutional and other legal reforms and judicial actions to recognise and operationalise the rights of Indigenous peoples under the Declaration at local level. The legislative process should apply a comprehensive approach to synchronise different elements and levels of legislation and regulations in order to make them consistent. While the legislative implementation of the Declaration is not always coupled with constitutional reforms, it does provide the judiciary with tools they can use to maintain the relationship between justice and jurisprudence. The Declaration is progressively interpreted in national, regional, and international jurisprudence and judicial decisions on Indigenous peoples' rights. In the light of this, measures are needed to direct and support the judiciary in ensuring that domestic laws are interpreted and applied in a manner consistent with the state's international human rights obligations. In closing, the Expert Mechanism and its 2024 proposals to the Human Rights Council has recommended that the Council request states to apply positive practices for the inclusion of Indigenous peoples in legislative reform, including mechanisms for their direct participation in legislature. Thank you for your attention.